Listen zu dieser Boys on a Juice and Bear podcast. Yeti!
Clap, clap, clap!
You can hear me straight though?
Yeah,
audio rolling. Welcome to the Juice and Bear podcast, episode 48. I have my co host with me,
Bernard Johnson Yee.
Big, big!
Oh shit, my bad. We got the upgrade. I can't even do the dumb shit.
See, look, exactly. This is to restrict your goofy ass.
Y'all like the...
And shout out to Carl, bitch ass nigga. You want to say, yeah. Mics ain't working. Now
bitch ass nigga. These bitches work. And we got three of them
Mike
bitches.
Stands, bitch ass
and we got mic stands, nigga.
Fuck that
fuck,
Carl,
fuck is you? Fuck is you talking about, yo. Carl? But nah.
But yeah, I got a topic to start with today. G Herbo said he's the best rapper alive. Boy,
I'm not even
top 10, top 20, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Okay, you doing too much.
That nigga not top 20, bro.
You know he started.
I can name 20 niggas better than G Herbo.
20 rappers right now better than G Herbo. Please.
Lil Baby, Future, Boston Richie.
Ah, you lost me. Hey,
he was just about to name 20 people just cause.
Look at you name 20 niggas. But nah, for real though, stop saying that shit, bro.
Nah, I don't agree with that either. I ain't gonna lie. He not the best rapper alive. Nah.
Don't ever disrespect.
But you a good. He a, don't get it wrong. Don't get it fucked up.
Ain't
he
gonna
top 10.
He top 10. He gotta be.
Yes, he is. Don't,
like, that's like comparing him to Lil Wayne. Like, fuck is wrong with you?
No,
that's,
I'm talking about top 10.
That's the
10
best
note.
Right, I'm
talking
about
top 10 right now, bro.
He's top 10 right now.
Oh, well, yeah.
Rapper?
Yes. Right now?
Yes.
Yes.
So you saying G Herbo, top 10 rapper right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Name 10 rappers better than
Lil Baby, Future, Lil Uzi. Let me see.
There's no particular order. You just name them.
Right? Yeah, I'm just naming people. 21 Savage, Drake, Kodak.
Kodak is not better than G Herbo right now. Right now. No, he's not. No, he's not, bro.
Hold on.
He about to say some bullshit.
G Herbo might be top 10.
Come on now. Thank you.
Like, you really just...
Lil Tyler better.
Niggas
always got to go too far.
Anybody, bro.
Niggas always got to go too far,
yeah,
bro.
Nah, man. He no capped
way.
Out with that
no
one.
No way.
He capped out with
yeah,
that
he
one.
Might, he actually might be top 10.
I think, I honestly think, like...
Don Toliver better than him. Don Toliver is better. Travis Scott.
Right now?
Right now.
Don Toliver dropped
a... Now
Don Toliver dropped an album, and this nigga just dick
he's
ride
a Don
now.
Fan now.
Yeah, he's a Don fan now.
Nav better than him.
Bro, Nav ain't made no
when
music.
When the last time Nav dropped some music?
You said Nav just dropped an album in November, but don't do that.
And I ain't never about to know nothing about it.
What's the name of it?
I don't.
What's it's, the name of it?
I don't know. I just know the
see?
See?
How you
gonna
call that nigga top 10?
Right, nigga trying to call
him. I ain't say he top 10. I'm just naming niggas that's better than G Herbo.
Nav is better than her?
Bro, that nigga got one song. All right,
bro. I'm done with him. Because he's just talking.
There's only one song that I listen to by him. That's the song with him and Don Toliver. Gun.
With Nav?
Don't speak about that neck.
No, I ain't going to lie. Nav got some old bops, though.
He got
some old bops.
My bag. That's it. With Don Toliver, bro. Let me see. Is it
listening to G Herb was like listening to Playboy Cardi.
Cody ain't got
yeah, that's Don Toliver.
Well, that's him and Nav, though.
Yeah.
What's the name of that shit?
Damn.
Nobody know. It's Nav. Come on now. Let me
nigga,
this ain't even G Herb.
Lemonade.
That's
lemonade.
That's
I thought
oh,
I
lemonade.
Had,
with,
I had
oh, yeah.
Lemonade in my head, but I'm like, but that's Gucci mm-hmm. song. That ain't his song. See, that's how you know that Nav is not that good. I'm thinking that's Gucci song.
Damn.
That is Gucci song, though.
Gucci man still won't be relevant. Come on now.
Like,
I mean,
whole 1017, bro. He was so turnt in 2020, bro. Like all the 1017
yeah.
niggas gone. Only nigga that he got is Enchanted and fucking Pooh Shiesty. That shit crazy, bro. Like that shit got gone fast.
It's because dog gonna say that's where he went got like irrelevant with like all his people either passing away or in jail. Shit, he not really doing much with Enchanting. Like she good, but. She good.
I
don't know about the model.
I told
shit.
Y'all.
She bad, but she. I don't think the model.
That theory that they had of Gucci Man.
Tell me, he don't want nobody. He don't want nobody.
He don't want nobody bigger than him. He don't want to make nobody bigger than him.
Bless you, bitch ass nigga.
I still feel like if Pooh Shiesty was out, he would still like he would probably be bigger than, but he would not be bigger than Gucci Man. He'll be just like
bro. He already bigger than Gucci Man technically right
no,
now.
He's, no, he's
if
not.
Gucci Man drop an album, Pooh Shiesty drop an album on same day. Who doing more numbers?
Pooh Shiesty.
Exactly. He big.
Pooh Shiesty doing better.
What that kind
of that you know damn well. But you, I said you know damn well. You know damn well. Gucci
exactly.
Gonna put a verse on one of them songs,
exactly.
Bro.
I'm saying, what that got to do with him? Pooh Shiesty still not
fuck around and it beat a Gucci Man album, but it's all Pooh Shiesty. Knowing Gucci.
That's going to be a 1017 album, which is a Gucci album, I guess.
And it'll be all Pooh Shiesty, but
just, you just wanted to be right. So
he did.
Right.
I am.
Just a little bit.
He was false.
But I definitely feel like Pooh Shiesty doing better numbers than, like, music-wise right now. Like, music-wise, I think.
Gucci ever did. The Gucci
no, I ain't saying ever did. he took it somewhere else. That's not even what we was talking about, bro.
2023, bro.
Bro, yeah. Oh, that's not what we was talking about. We was talking about solely if they were to drop right now.
So what this is that, like, this is a song?
Yeah, he be dropping songs.
He make music?
Yeah.
He don't. No, Rory, like, he not own the song. Well, I don't know about that one, if he owned that one. But he don't be on the song. He writes it.
Yeah.
He writes the music.
Yeah, he be having, like.
So he have different artists. Sometimes, like, he dropped a few songs. He had, like, Drum was on one of his songs, and like some females, like he just bring people.
Drum.
Yeah,
every time I think about
he
Drum,
writes the shit. He just has other people make the song, like, and sing the song and shit.
Every time I think about Drum, I think about Broccoli. I ain't gonna lie,
Broccoli.
The
song with Lil Yachty.
The song Broccoli.
That's Drum.
Yeah, Drum and Lil Yachty. Yeah.
I thought it was just Lil Yachty.
Nah, that's Drum. Yeah, that's Drum.
This nigga old.
Yeah.
That nigga.
Who did Drum had? He had beef
he
with
got
somebody.
Beef with Drake.
Yeah, beef with Drake, because he said what Drake said, like some shit.
He didn't have a hit, like basically he have a hit since 2016, basically.
But I just want to know, where did that beef come from? Because like what did Drake
this him.
Nah, Drake? I'm saying where did Drake just get that shit from? Like
they was like in a club or something. And, you know, Drum was trying to talk to them, and his security beat up Drum.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so Drum always calling him a pussy-ass nigga and shit like
that. That's not his fault. My security beat you up. Shit, you must have did something to make them feel like they had to beat
but
your
then,
ass.
But then what make it worse, you know, Drake always rapping about it. Like, that's
yeah.
That's why he had a problem with he mentioned it on Whole Lost.
Speaking of Drake,
my,
your boy Drake going on tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be in that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm going
to say we ain't getting tickets.
Shit, I might be.
Yeah, you. I ain't gonna lie. $500 for nosebleeds is ridiculous,
I'm
nigga.
I'm not getting no
nosebleeds. $500 for nosebleeds?
Nigga, floor on the floor is a band.
Damn.
Nigga, you crazy.
But I ain't gonna lie. The thing is, at least he a real.
They said it was harder to get Drake tickets than Beyonce tickets.
Damn. My little sister got Drake tickets though already.
For real?
Yeah. She bought this one.
Oh, I know
she got. She got bread, huh?
She got nosebleeds?
Yeah, my mom was pissed about it.
Cause she spent at least $500.
The whole refund.
Yeah, she spent $500 on
my mom. Get to giving the whole mama get the whole look. The most we ever paid for a fucking ticket is $150. Like, come on, bro.
She paid like she paid $500 at least.
The whole refund.
No cap, a whole refund.
Mama, she seen everybody when they old. Like, imagine Drake when he 50. Of course you gonna spend $450.
Yeah.
He 50 years old.
Well, I wouldn't say Drake.
Not Drake.
Yeah, Drake not gonna do no 150 tickets.
Tupac is still
ever
doing arena tours.
I don't give a fuck how old Drake is. He's never doing tickets 150 like no 150 tickets. Never.
Well, he did.
He's done.
He did them. Tuesdays.
Yeah. Then that was he wasn't that. I ain't gonna say he wasn't that big, but he wasn't. You feel me? $500 big. Now he. A band worthy. Yeah.
I could get like, Bad Bunny tickets for cheaper. That shit fucked up.
I'm just looking at these topics. Like, I gotta say something.
Bro, you seen that shit about Doughboy?
Yeah, I saw that.
What
nigga
he did?
Said, that nigga Doughboy said.
Said it's better than Tupac.
Damn.
My bad.
He was reading it. Nigga went back to he was reading it.
When I paused, he said, Future better than Tupac.
that.
Dope boy
I'm not gonna say
I'm just better than Tupac.
Hey,
I might agree with him too.
I don't give a fuck.
Future's better than Tupac for certain reasons.
Future
got like what? At least 4 or 5 classic albums.
Tupac, man, All Eyes on Me shitting on any album that Future got. I promise. With numbers, I promise.
With numbers, okay.
Course.
All right, no offense, rest in peace, Tupac, but would he be a legend if he didn't die? He'd be
no cap,
right
no
now.
Cap, no cap, no cap, no cap. He owned us some.
He would be
he owned us some. He owned us some.
So you don't think he would have been still been making music? He would have been running.
Of course he'd be
bro,
still like
what?
Him. Bro, Tupac will literally be Method Man.
I don't know.
Right now.
I don't think
Ice T. He'd be Ice T and Method Man.
But no,
nah. I don't agree with that one.
Tupac to Ice T.
I'm talking about they both still drop music and they both actors. But bro, what you know Method Man for now?
You don't even consider
you forgot Method Man was in the Wu-Tang Clan because all he do is act now.
I didn't.
But I ain't gonna lie though. I agree, but I don't. Like, personally, I feel like Tupac probably wouldn't be, I don't think his music would be as big if he was to be alive still and still, like, making music. He would have had his, you know, like, had his era, ran that shit for as long as he did, and then it would have been cut off, and then I feel like he would have been on some Method Man shit and just been doing hella movies, because that nigga was doing Juice. He did
Poetic Justice.
What was that? Above the Rim?
Damn.
Yeah, Poetic Justice. Like, and he had good ass roles, and he was playing good ass. Like, he was like a good ass actor. Like, great, he was really
acting.
Good.
He took acting classes when he was.
That nigga, I ain't gonna lie. Imagine
so I'm saying, like, he would have been
bad
good.
Boys, nigga.
Nah, bro, that shit would not have worked.
Will Smith and Tupac on the same on the
man, hell no, that shit would have been
Jada Peak. Will Smith would have got on his fucking ass. I'm playing. Nah. Tupac would beat the fuck. See, that's the thing about Will Smith.
What?
Tupac would stop it, nigga. Who wouldn't know how to fight Tupac or Will Smith?
Will Smith beating that nigga, bro.
Boy, you tripping. Tupac.
And what makes you... And what? Oh, because he told... Because he made a diss song about a nigga? What the fuck? This nigga Will Smith really be training for his movies. I Am Legend, all that shit. He'll really beat a nigga ass. Y'all think he pussy?
Man, bro, you think Tupac sweet?
You think he pussy?
Man, he got Will Smith, I got Tupac.
Tupac got muscles, and now you think the nigga can fight? Get the fuck out of here! fucking The Rock. The Rock Johnson got fucking muscles.
I could beat a nigga ass. I don't care what
nobody says. Bro, but let him try to. I'm just saying though, like, niggas, just because niggas got muscles don't mean shit. Like a nigga can have hella muscles and you've never seen the Rock really actually get punched in his fucking face.
So if it's a nigga that big, you trying him.
Hell no. I'm not gonna try him. My thing is he already too fucking big. I'm 5'9", he's 6'4", 6'5", however the fuck tall he is. 255 pounds of pure fucking muscle. Bitch, you think I'm fighting him? No. I'm going to shoot the nigga. Sorry. I got to shoot him because what the fuck I look like.
The type of nigga, the bullets just pluck off him and I'm beaming. You got to get a bazooka.
All right. These hollows going to go straight through your little ass. Stop playing.
What JB say? These shells hot, boy.
Them shells hot, boy. Fuck is you talking about,
so
nigga?
Jay-Z made the blueprint in three days.
Yeah, that shit was crazy,
bro.
That's what make him top 10, bro. Like, damn.
That's what I'm saying.
He
like,
made a classic album in 3 days.
You
gotta do that.
You think? Oh, we can finish that. But my thing is how long do you like? I wasn't like blown away. Oh, 3 days, nigga. Okay. Nigga,
like my turn.
Are you? You want to go there? There's plenty rappers today that make full albums a day.
Well,
the fuck is you talking about?
One nigga like that. That's Juice WRLD. That nigga probably got about 10,000 albums.
But even niggas like Herb, Meek Mill, fucking, I'm like
Uzi got about 12,000.
Come on, bro, that shit's not hard. This shit not hard for them niggas, bro. If you a true artist, bro, you can really, nigga. Our homie Rico can make a whole album in 3 days if he really wanted to, bro. It's not as hard as people be making it seem. Now, the only reason why I feel like it's getting as much traction as it is right now because like it was made in 3 days because that was a legendary ass album.
That's crazy
to think that, but it's like niggas was in a bag. Then niggas going to the studio every day.
Then he called that bitch the blueprint.
Come on now,
like said, like nigga, this the blueprint, nigga.
Bro, y'all, like, I'm not knocking nothing Jay-Z do. I'm just saying there's plenty rappers today, right now, in this very, very, very moment who make albums a day. Like, bro, like, that shit not as hard as it seem. Because niggas be in a mold, bro. You in a fucking...
Especially if a bitch breaking heart, you can break a whole heartbreak album in a day, to be honest.
Like, on good days, niggas be making full songs in, like, what, 30 minutes, bro?
Yeah.
Finishing them, mixed them, and all that. 30 minutes, bro?
Nigga pulled up a beat, dissed the nigga for 4 minutes and then put that shit off.
I'll never forget how fast YoungBoy clap back.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Nigga heard the song. Nigga, he listened to the full song as soon as he got done, started rapping on another beat. I don't give a fuck. He didn't waste no time. But when you on house arrest, bro, you have nothing else to do.
Bro, you can't lie. I Hate YoungBoy is better than IHA. Like, yes, he killed that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Facts.
Oh my god.
He killed
I'm surprised he ain't Dirk career, bro.
Like, bro.
Nah. Now,
it was Dirk raw, though.
Yeah, Dirk is raw. I'm just saying, that's the type of rap that I'm in a nigga career.
Man.
Like, if it was anybody else, I ain't gonna lie. If it was anybody else, they shit would have been done for it.
Like, that man spoke on everything.
Like, everything. And then he trolled him. YoungBoy, they gonna kill you. You better stop dissing him. Like,
bro. And now he got India in her fucking India going back and forth with this nigga. Like, he really a troll, bro. He don't give a fuck. Like, he really don't do shit, and people just be bothered by that nigga YoungBoy.
Ain't gonna
like,
lie, India snapped on the nigga.
She did though.
She said, "I'm a real Chicago bitch. Don't try me, nigga." Damn.
You it was like you seen the memes. It was like Dirk right now when he seen India tweet, and it was like him, like it was like a motherfucker all bundled up in the covers and shit, like this nigga swinging his feet in the mirror and shit.
I'm about to do what Dirk did on my story. All like living words at Alice.
nigga, bro, I ain't gonna lie, that made me so mad trying to read his story, bro. He was so illiterate. You think he was bogus for that?
You know,
for saying anything, like, just in general?
She probably understood everything that nigga said, though. That's the funny part. She probably understood everything that
trying to say. But I ain't gonna lie, that's a lot of, like, Chicago hood niggas that are illiterate. Like, they can't type or text or nothing.
Imagine arguing.
Literally, our homie.
Oh my god, yeah.
He just, he typed just like that, bro.
Right. Like, nigga, still, and then, you are dumb.
I ain't gonna lie, this nigga, I ain't gonna even put that on. Put that
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the
yeah.
Oh. Nigga know what he trying to say, so nigga don't say
nothing. Yeah, like, nigga don't say nothing, but you...
Girl, that... You percent, girl.
That's what I was trying to hold back, dude.
You see
no! I didn't know that was the... Dude. Damn, I ain't know that. Nah, that shit
shout
funny.
Shout out to that nigga, JB.
Shout out, JB. Even though he can't type for shit.
Let me get out
yo, ass tweaking. Damn, my phone just died.
Well, you know what's funny? Imagine Dirk and India arguing the group chat. I know she'd be getting even madder. Like, shut your little dumb ass up. Fuck you,
oh, yeah.
Dumb ass bitch.
She'd probably be going in on his little goof ass. He did look like a goofy, though. I mean, I think I said that last, but he did look goofy. But I mean.
She did all that, and she still ain't going back to that nigga.
And yeah. Then she posted she don't give a fuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She's trolling Dirk, though. I think she's trolling because her taking them TikToks, then her making them TikToks, her in the. Her in the car listening and singing Dirk and shit. Yeah, she trolling his ass. She fucking with him.
Oh,
they probably gonna get back together though.
Oh,
you and you seen his baby mama said something too?
Yeah, the YoungBoy.
No.
Because 600 breezy.
It's allegedly that Dirk been fucking with another bitch and the bitch coming in on
her. Oh yeah, I seen that shit. And she like India be watching her story and shit. Talking about he forever for me. He don't even like India for real. I'm like, damn.
You fucked up right there, bro.
Fucking her off them perkies.
Yeah, it's probably fake.
She ugly.
What? Nah, bro.
Nigga said, bitch look like a man.
Yeah, I gotta see what she look like.
Then
bro.
Nigga told 600 Breezy, you got triplets that you don't even take care of, bro. That shit had me crying.
Bro, he said something about, he doing the most.
Nah, that bitch look like a man.
Shorty face strong as hell. Tap the page, Goofy. Give me the phone, Goofball. What the fuck is that?
Dirk the type of nigga to fuck up. You didn't see his first baby mama?
Yeah, nah, I'm not fucking with that, Gengi.
Yeah, bro. Send me that. We'll put that on the screen.
Yeah, we not fucking with that. That shit weird.
Yeah,
How the fuck you get in there?
Bro, I don't know.
Hey, DM asked for an interview so we can expose
that. I think that's a real page, though. Oh, nah, that page private. I think she went private once that shit happened.
Nigga, she not going.
Who's Dirk ass. He talking about.
Tell her. We want to get a.
Damn, India did it like that.
Damn, she mad as hell. But I feel like Dirk, he's looking like a goofball. India is trolling this nigga, and the only thing is I just don't like how she's public. Like, if she gonna get back with him, I don't like how she publicly making it known she's not fucking with him. But if you get back with him, you know everybody gonna call you a dumb bitch.
They gonna get back together, bro.
They gonna. I mean, they forever tied to each other. They got kids.
I don't know if y'all seen this because I just got on Facebook, but Andrew Wiggins' girlfriend cheated on him with his best friend, and if it came back that his kids by her, not his, bro.
Whoa. I ain't gonna lie, shorty. I'm getting somebody to beat you the fuck up.
That's the reason why he missed the last month, bro. He done went back to Canada and some bullshit. He fucked up behind that shit.
That shit would throw me off too. What the fuck?
I couldn't make a video for my YouTube channel because I'm fucked up by a girl.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm getting somebody to beat your motherfucking ass. No more.
Every time I look at the kid, I'm thinking about their mama.
And them kids, like, damn, how old
is
kids?
I go nothing to
be. Yeah, that's another thing. How old them kids is, bro?
That's fucked up. Damn.
That's really fucked up. So whole time his best friend didn't have kids. His best friends had kids with his girlfriend, bro.
Damn. They say people been putting
the
hospital and the grave. The fuck?
That's what I'm saying. What you talking about?
Oh, they say.
Bless you. Bitch ass nigga. Damn. What the fuck? That shit wild, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Imagine
that'll fucking bro.
That's his kid the whole time.
Bro, imagine though. Like, imagine. I wonder how he found that shit out. Like, I wonder how he found out.
He probably, I feel like once he found out that she was cheating on him with his best friend, he probably
asked for a text. No. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about how he found out that she was cheating.
Yeah.
That nigga probably got too in love with the bitch and probably told him his damn self.
He married though? Andrew Wiggins.
Nah.
Right. At least they weren't married.
I mean, he do look like a corn though.
Yeah, but
I mean, shit. He look like a, so that make it okay for him to get cheated on and have it? Like damn, this
nigga
don't give a fuck.
You don't be surprised and get cheated on.
Nah, bro.
Like if Savannah's cheated on LeBron James, you like what?
Nah.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck is he talking about? If she cheated on him, I'll be the A. LeBron, get some hoes to beat her ass.
Like,
now.
No, I'm
come on now.
I'd be like, that's what I'm saying. I'd be in shock. But like, Andrew Wiggins, I'd be like.
But somebody was trying to say.
I can see any rapper nigga fucking their girl.
Like, I get that your girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, cheated on you with your best friend and shit. But these NBA players be missing games for anything nowadays. Like,
I mean.
Like, come on, bro. Like. I saw an article where it say that like only three players last year played the full season. Only three played the full season.
Them niggas do like, this today. What? They had can't play today.
Low. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like they get any type of hurt, they call the shit an injury. Like a nigga rolled his ankle and they talking about an ankle injury. Nigga, it's not an injury. He rolled it. The motherfucker gonna be good in a minute. It's probably gonna be swollen or something. Like what the fuck?
Fuck about your wife, business work.
That's how motherfuckers felt about Ja. When they literally bought tickets to go to see Ja Morant, and then the game they went to.
You know he come back Monday though.
Yeah, cause he missed eight games.
Yeah, he only missed eight games.
Oh,
he come back.
He come back, drop 40 ball.
I ain't gonna lie though, if David Stern was still a commissioner, his ass would have been done for the season.
I do feel like he did need to. You feel me? Take a little time off for the drinking, because every time you see him, he drinking. So that's the I believe that, but I don't think
that nigga was in a thing for 2 days.
The counseling and shit though, the counseling and shit though, like that, I feel like they did too much.
Hey, the Grizzlies fucking smart. They suspended him first, so the NBA kind of like, like really, they really put every like what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah,
so them niggas added eight games, but he already suspended him for six.
Yep.
So this is two more, so now he can play Monday.
That's crazy.
Great. Mm.
Yeah,
I don't even. What if the Grizzlies wouldn't even think about that? They was like, fuck it, we got to get on this shit now.
They think about shit like that.
Bro.
Teams value their players more than the league do. So, because they know, like, this the nigga making me money. This the nigga, like.
That's the only reason niggas come to go see the Grizzlies. They gonna go see Desmond Bane.
Yeah, no, I can say ain't nobody going to see fucking Desmond Bane, bro. Like, nigga going there to see John Morant dunk on the nigga, bro.
Gotta go see Desmond Bane, though.
But, yeah, niggas going to see John Morant jump over 30 niggas and score a bucket.
He try anybody,
bro. He don't give a fuck. He, bro, when he, I ain't gonna lie, the day he, I hope he hurry up and get one on Dirk. I mean, I said Dirk. LeBron. I hope he get one on. I hope he do. I hope he catch LeBron something. Because he said it, though. He said that's one person he ain't dunked on that he want to.
Fucking LeBron, Jay.
I said, if he get LeBron, it's over, bro. He going to have a great-ass highlight tape of him dunking on niggas. He got his highlight reel is ridiculous already.
You remind me of Derrick Rose, just a better version.
Yeah, he like a 2.0, no cap. I'm glad he didn't get signed no deal with deal with Adidas though.
Well, he averaged, but that nigga was known for triple doubles in college. Like,
yeah,
tournament on too. Everybody brackets. It's only 700 brackets left because that's how many people got upset yesterday.
That's like, damn.
700 what?
Yeah, because brackets left. Because I ain't gonna lie.
Barack Obama shit still attached. He blew it. That nigga put all the 16 seeds in Final Four. Like Texas Southern going to the final.
He did not make that list, bro. He does not make his list. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. All that shit that come out, Obama's list, this, or whoever the fuck, whatever president, they are not making their own list.
He
I guarantee
said,
it.
Make a list and just pick a
pick HBCU. All the good. All
bro,
the
it's just. It's,
pick a HBCU to be in the top
bro,
final.
Nigga
four.
Got, you know, nigga got Southern girls going to the final four for the women.
See, like
that's what he told them. That's what he told
them. Bro, he told the niggas to make his shit, bro.
And then you know all about man, Barack Obama
care about us, like bro. It's just it's a little publicity. You feel me? Shine some light on some the young motherfuckers. You know the underdogs and shit.
Devin Booker, no bell.
Anyway,
speaking of Devin Booker, bro, this nigga Bad Bunny dissed him.
What?
In a song, bro. Yeah, Bad Bunny.
Yeah,
dissed
he told
Bad Bunny told him. The sun is hotter in Puerto Rico than in Phoenix, and she knows it.
Team Devin Booker, man.
That's I ain't gonna lie. That's some corny ass shit. That was a corny ass bar. But this and a nigga,
in a Spanish song.
I'm gonna say this and a nigga in a Spanish song is crazy, bro.
And then Devin Booker responded back. That's what made it even more.
The fuck he say?
He talking about you worried about another man.
Here we go.
But I ain't gonna lie. I feel Devin Booker. Why you worried about me, nigga?
Yeah, that's true. But it depends on how that shit ended, though, because that shit could have ended.
Though. Why you putting me in these weird-ass predicaments?
See, that's why I'm saying. You can't blame nobody because we don't know what actually happened. Like, we don't know what happened between them type shit because this shit could have really been, it really could have been a bad falling out and niggas don't know.
He tried to call him gay because he said he worried about another man.
Yeah, that's why I said, I was about to say, I'm like, why do everybody go straight to gay? Like, it's like, always, it goes straight to gay every time, bro.
Yeah, he kissed that man.
Oh, shit, he did. but still though, niggas just go, like, straight to gay. Like,
you worry about another man.
Females for sure. Bro, you tell a female you don't want to fuck up, bro, you gotta be gay.
You gotta be gay.
Like, a female, I don't understand. I really don't get it. No, bitch, you're dirty. I don't want to fuck you. Like, come on, bro. Like, I really don't get what the fascination is with a female. Like, it's like.
Oh, yeah, a female gonna call you gay if you
At least give you some head fuck.
Like, bro, it's a post. It's like a post that was saying, like, it was like, if your man kicking it with his homies every day. He 90% chance he gay. Like what?
Like
the fuck type of shit is that? Like I
got some truth to it.
But if you kick it with your girlfriends every fucking day, you out here eating coochie.
It's gonna be we doing too much.
I'm insecure now. Fuck like bro, me. I'm like bro, you doing too much. Like everything look, goes straight to gay.
I believe it is some truth to it, low key.
Bro.
Niggas do be DL.
My thing is, I will understand that if you curving bitches, like curving bitches to kick it with your.
Then
it's concerning. then it'll be a little bit concerning. Yeah. but if we kicking it, bro, and I'm with y'all, nigga, I ain't really like no hoes really trying to link with me, and I ain't really like linking with no hoes. I'm probably texting bitches here and there, but I'm with the guys like for every day or kicking it with them most of the time. Like, that's different. Like, I'm just with the homies type shit. It's different when I'm out here like shorty talking about she trying to suck my dick from the back, and I'm talking about nah, I don't want none of that. I'm trying to kick with the guys tonight. Nah, buddy. Something is wrong there. Somebody, I ain't even gonna take it there. Cause I was finna take it somewhere it didn't need to go.
For real, y'all niggas acting like Adam 22 out here, bro.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Adam 22 a cornball.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Adam, you so lame for that shit.
That, firing a nigga on air is crazy, bro.
Yeah, like you told him.
That's lame as hell, bro. Don't do no shit like that. Leave the business shit.
Did that happen to Warren Mall, though?
Yeah.
Or did they quit on
technically, yeah. Joe Budden did. Get the fuck off. Get the fuck off.
And that was their last show.
And you said, and.
Yeah, we did call
Joe Budden's. I was like, we said Joe Budden's lame.
But like, as
cornball.
Like, but he like, bro.
But you the goat, bro.
No, he was just like, basically, I ain't gonna lie. The way the shit they say Lush did though is bogus as fuck.
What'd he do?
Like, basically, they say he was on Discord telling people how much people make at No Jumper. Like, basically saying like No Jumper behind the scenes business.
You can do that on Discord too.
Yeah, like without knowing. So everybody telling him, oh, he was doing that on the Discord. But then I'm like, all right, Adam, you know that. Why you bring that to air? Not everybody know what you was talking about on Discord.
So you got mad at the nigga for doing it, and then you brought it to an even bigger scale trying to expose him. Now everybody still know. Everybody know more about it now.
So,
and now you don't have no co-host.
Do
you think it's like what Rocco said, like they doing this for publicity?
Bro, they always do it. Because then T-Rell and AD Love, like, now you losing all your, the people that, like, that's they top podcasters on the thing. T-Rell and AD.
Watch, they're going to be cool. They're going to get back cool later. Adam 22 going to send him a check to get to even out, even they shit out. Post them like, my bad, bro.
I don't know, Jumper, that shit gonna get $20,000 a piece.
Bro, that shit went so crazy that they fucking community shit went to 100K.
Yeah, that shit went up fast. It's called community.
Yeah, that's the
community.
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 Yeah. You know he can't speak, bro.
Yeah, this nigga I'm like, what? Nigga say cuh, nigga.
Look, goofa ass nigga.
Like that shit on Memphis people and fucking LA.
How the fuck, nigga? Cuh is not just from Memphis.
Said you repping cuz.
Cuz a nigga come up to me trying to represent, and you speaking proper as hell, bro. If you don't get the fuck out my face with that shit, you nigga.
Be going crazy, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, the game should show weird though. Cause niggas will beat your ass, like say you in the wrong street.
Yeah.
And you walk this actually happened to my cousin. He was walking down the street one day and a nigga pressed him on something like, what you is type shit. And I'm like, I ain't nothing. Like, he don't game bang or nothing. He told him, he was like, nah, you gotta, he basically told him, like, you gotta bang something. You over here. Why you over here type shit? Like, nigga, what? I'm walking by myself. I live over here. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? But they, like, ain't nothing happened, but them niggas did try to press his ass, like, on some shit, like, trying to beat his ass on some shit, but that shit weird, like, nigga, I don't do nothing, I don't gangbang at all, so you gonna beat my ass just cuz, like, nigga, you don't even know me, bro, let me,
niggas really bullies out here,
nigga, it's that, niggas just wanna claim a block that ain't theirs, like, y'all literally, if niggas wanted to, niggas could make y'all leave that block. Bro, him and the Krishan shit, bro. Yeah,
this
bro.
Nigga said, this nigga told Krishan, he said, "I'm going all year to this bitch having abortion." He talking about like going hard on Twitter. It was like, "I'm bleeding with the truth and receipts. Fuck you and her if you don't like it."
Bro, I don't know. I don't understand him, bro.
Cause they still doing press together. Act like they together.
How? How they doing press together? And he in Dubai.
No, I'm talking about they still. They just got off the bootleg cab like a week ago.
But that was a week ago. This shit just happened.
They was exposing each other and shit. That's why I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, so basically what it seemed like is they wait till they not with each other no more to start talking shit. Well, at least Blueface do. It seemed like she's a lot more level-headed, of course, right now because she ain't been drinking and shit. She pregnant, all that shit. But, and she kind of got a level head. But at the same time, it's like, It's like you did do a lot of goof ass shit before, and he exposing it, but he's a goof ass nigga for exposing it because that's your bitch. Yeah. Like, well, excuse my language. That's your girl though.
If my old lady was a cheater, bro, I'm not letting everybody do that shit, bro. That shit
exactly.
And you still would, and you knew she was a cheater, nigga. What you
talking about? That's not my baby. She fucked 10 niggas.
What? And you was still
and then with him? And then double back to say yeah, like eight times out of ten is probably mine. Bro, what? But you feel me? You going crazy. Like, but at the same time, that's a problem with like a lot of females though. They be thinking that keeping a baby is gonna keep a nigga like around. Bro, I said that's how you end up being by yourself. Forcing your like, okay, I'm not saying you gotta have an abortion or whatever. It's your choice, your body or whatever. But don't think just because you having this nigga going to stay around. Like, we see about, like, niggas growing up with no daddies and shit like that. Like, and motherfuckers not being in their life all the time, bro. So, you trying to force a kid on somebody, and then you trying to, like, if you try to dog him out saying he a deadbeat, this, that, and third, but he been telling you he didn't want no kids, bro. That's on you. He told you he not trying to, he's telling you straight up. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying he right for doing that shit, but it's like, it's like, come on, bro. You can't force no baby on somebody.
That's how that nigga was having kids.
Nigga said he had seven kids.
I told him, I don't want to fuck kids.
Hey, so, that's true, though. It's true.
We got to react to this CEO list, bro. You got
number one,
you got Birdman.
What a transition from abortions to CEO list.
Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Russell Simmons, Master P, L.A. Reid, Team Dash, Jermaine Dupri, and Suge Knight. Suge Knight number 10.
Suge Knight did go crazy, though.
Hell yeah, he did.
That list decent, though.
I don't know about Russell Simmons because I don't know what he...
Russell Simmons go crazy.
I don't know what songs he like. You feel me? Like produced and shit.
He have a lot. I had to look it up.
Well, shit. I said produce, but like what is he a CEO? Like what?
Like, you know, he was a
CEO of what?
He basically was Gucci Mane and Yo Gotti now, but like the '90s and early 2000s. Mm. So he had all the top artists.
I knew he was like real successful and shit, but I just didn't know like what he had his hands. I didn't know everything. I didn't know everything he had his hands in.
Rick Ross not on this list, bro.
Who Rick Ross on?
What, nigga?
No, they said this is a CEO list though. But no, they talking about music.
Yeah, they talking about music.
Yeah, but they talking about label CEOs. Man,
I was gonna say, fuck, is Rick Ross not on this list, man?
I ain't gonna lie, that nigga Rick Ross do got money like a motherfucker though.
Birdman that said QC should have been too.
Yeah, he said that's what I. Yeah.
Wait, QC not on there?
Nah, QC not on there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, QC not on.
But
here.
I ain't gonna lie, it's a decent list without even QC being on it. It's QC's, not no. Just, it,
I think they went more legendary route than today's rap.
That'd be the okay. I think that. I'm glad you kind of said
put,
that.
I would place him with Suge Knight, Russell Simmons. Two is crazy to me though, cause Diddy go crazy.
Yeah, Jay-Z like, go crazy.
Like, I don't know, but
Jay-Z got
but
Rihanna.
QC did have City Girls, Lil Baby, Migos. Who else they got? I think that might be
bro, Jay-Z, Yachty, Rihanna, and Beyonce, bro.
Yachty
and Kanye.
Damn, what about Wayne?
Wayne Birdman.
Yeah, Wayne
Birdman. Oh, okay.
Well, he was signed to Birdman, then Lil Wayne signed.
Damn. So technically they kind of under Birdman.
Yeah, so that's why Birdman really got to be number 1. He got like the top
2.
Like top 3 rappers in the top 10 ever.
Drake, Nicki, and Wayne.
Yeah. But that's why I feel like Jay-Z should be number 1 cuz he got Rihanna, Kanye, and Beyonce.
Beyonce was never signed to him though.
Mm-hmm. She Rock Nation.
That's not because
that's probably a partnership, nigga.
But it's still Rock Nation. And who owns Rock Nation?
But they don't have no. They don't have no artists though.
Who?
Rock Nation.
Yeah, now they don't.
They just like what?
But
like
they still had Rihanna and fucking Kanye, dude.
That's true though.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm taking.
Like, well, Kanye really under your boy though. What's the nigga? Jermaine Dupri.
He is.
Yeah, cause you know that's who he signed with first. Like,
who else? Jermaine Dupri got Bow Wow? And who else?
He had a lot of, like, in the 90s, he had a lot of groups and shit.
Oh,
Like, yeah, he went like, crazy.
Look, yeah, making the band, that was Diddy. Jermaine Dupri just had like, he had like crisscross and shit like that. Like he had, yeah.
Cause you know, Kanye was looking like 42 Doug. You know he under Yo Gotti, but you know he 4PF too.
Yeah.
So he was like,
I was about to say, cause with, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know where he was going with that.
I thought Kanye first deal was,
it was with Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I remember he was supposed to sign with Roc Nation, but that was bullshit.
Now, you know, Roc Nation
is I might rewatch the Kanye documentary because it was a good documentary, but I gotta rewatch some of that shit, see what they was talking about. But yeah,
and they really recorded every fucking thing. He knew he was gonna make it.
Yeah,
and
recorded every fucking thing.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I keep telling people this. I feel like artists, big artists like that, they should have like a camera crew that follow them doing day in the life and shit, because people want to see shit like that. Like if Nicki Minaj was to drop a day in the life right now, you know how that would do a mil. That's doing a mil at least less than a day.
Now that I think about it,
imagine young boys like if he make one, imagine young boy. That man blew up at 16 too.
See, but his shit gonna be too long.
His shit gonna be stupid long.
Yeah, I don't want to see that shit. I ain't gonna. I don't see all these unnecessary mixtapes.
They gonna do it. It's gonna be like a three part. It's probably gonna be like three parts.
The last like 6 months of his career, I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, because it's gonna be like.
See, if he ain't drop like that, Kemu.
But you know they gonna.
DJ Drama
should have
been
on
there though.
The
who?
I would say Drama got Gucci Man. He had Lil Uzi. He got Jack Harlow. But Drum go crazy.
I didn't even know he was.
He did all the Gangsta Grills with Wayne.
Yeah.
Mm.
He did the Tyler Creator album that won a Grammy.
Damn, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's a Gangsta Grill. I didn't even know that though.
Gangsta Grills is what you call it? Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know Tyler Creator did that. That won a Grammy. I'm like, damn, Gangsta Grill.
Yeah. I knew it won a Grammy, but. That's why DJ Khaled was beefing about that shit when Tyler the Creator won a Grammy over him. He was mad, and that's why. And I ain't gonna lie. In that first interview, I think he had back with I don't know who was that was. He was with Ebro, I think. Yo, he was with Ebro, and he ate DJ Khaled up. Like he was like nigga, he said clearly my shit better than like he. Telling niggas like, yes, my shit better than yours. You just mad because he's so.
DJ Khaled be dick riding like you. If Drake sent you back a verse and it's not good, don't put it on the album.
He just take that album, throw that bitch on
it's,
there.
It's Drake.
It's like, but his shit go number one every time.
Like bro, that's why I need niggas to have more. Like that's why I hope niggas start going the Don Toliver route. Like start having albums with substance. Like literally be like a story. Niggas literally put their 20 best songs on the album.
But it's different. It's different moods though. Like it's different moods
like,
for everything.
It's damn near like you yeah. Like
It's a theme. She had she put it together perfectly, and it had a consistent like storyline. I would say
did she
throughout
win a
it.
For that?
No, it's gonna be up to next year.
She damn near win album of the year.
Yeah,
she got to.
If she don't, they took an L.
Unless everybody dropping is something like bro.
Yeah, unless yeah.
I don't see nobody dropping them better than. Like if they do
but
them,
it is a new year.
Yeah, it is.
It's a new year, so you never know. But I don't think, bro. But I'm telling you, Summer needs to come crazy with her next shit because SZA gonna have that shit down, gonna have that shit on lockdown. If she don't do something. She not gonna drop an album for a minute. She nigga just had twins. She got three. She got.
She been outside though.
Triplets.
My bad.
Yeah, I thought she had twins. Yeah, she got three kids now though. She got one by folks ass and then the two by the nigga. And she not even with the nigga no more.
And that shit crazy. Y'all seen that shit about Academic say that shit about Metro Boomin?
What?
He was just like, basically, Metro Boomin got mad. He didn't even get mad for real. He put in the comments, can you please stop posting?
Yeah.
And this nigga.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I thought we talked about that.
Okay, so you know the hitmaker and hit, you know,
hit kid or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, no, not hit kid, hitmaker and hit boy. Going after it like hard.
And I just heard that song that he was dissing niggas. It was, I ain't gonna lie, he went crazy.
He did, cause he niggas said Southwest used the same 808s every beat. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Don't ruin it, but didn't
you
me,
say,
bro.
I mean, you didn't say this, but you had sent some to us where somewhere somebody said that P.L. Bourne was supposed to be Metro Boomin.
He was, bro. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened though.
No, his problem is he won't be an artist.
I think his problem is he bro fucking Playboy like and Playboy and going went down and so now he don't, it's like he don't know how to make no other type of beats.
No, I'm talking about Pierre. I'm talking about Pierre. It's supposed to be what Metro Boomin is now. Like, you know, Metro Boomin.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but
that's
I'm
the
saying.
Reason why he's not. Because he rolled.
Playboy. Yeah, he's saying he Playboy Cardi. Like, he's saying he rolled Playboy Cardi too much. And it kind of, like, downplayed.
I think it's that. I really think because Pierre won't be, like, a rapper. Like, he really won't be the best rapper. Exactly.
But he do got some. He got some. Shit, though. He got some. Yeah, he got some good shit, though. Like, he got some good shit. But it's like, you not.
Hard
like
beats.
Yeah, it's just like, you not. You're not an artist, bro. That's what they be saying though. Like they said that sometimes be a problem, like a conflict with motherfuckers. Like it's producers and shit who want to rap. They want to rap and shit, but they taking all the good beats for themselves, and they not, you feel me? They shit not doing nothing. Got these good ass beats, weak ass bars, like nigga,
bro,
you could have put
you walking down the street,
bro. You could have put Future on that fucking song and save that shit for our goof ass beat. Grab the throwaways, my nigga. Make a new one. You a producer, bro.
Y'all know that Kanye didn't play the Jesus Walks beat for Jay-Z. He saved that beat for himself.
Hell yeah,
I would have. Cause Kanye ain't wrong.
I would have. I would have. Cause
I would have played it for Jay-Z. I just would have asked Jay-Z to collab with me on.
Nah, bro.
I think Jay-Z would have still did.
Jay-Z would have went crazy on it, but nah, bro. He needed that. He needed that for himself. Well, I feel like that was a key part, one of the key parts of his success.
Compare that nigga to, bro. You just compare.
Because you know they said
Kanye.
And then
I'm not saying
low key
that,
did.
I was just bringing up a topic, dude. I wanted to compare.
Low key
that,
did
that.
Though.
Hell no.
Because you can't. Everybody can't say no beats and make a hit.
P.L. can't. Well, I ain't want to be on air saying that. Because then he might fuck around and have a number one hit tomorrow. Not gonna be on air saying he can't make a number one hit, but.
But he hasn't
even
trying. He ain't been.
Yeah.
Cause Metro Boomin, he just went crazy. I don't know how the fuck it was still was hard with Diddy on it. Cause you know that nigga just talk on beats. Cause you know they just dropped that Creepin' remix.
I ain't
with Diddy. There's Diddy on the remix now.
Diddy is on the Creepin' remix?
Yeah. He's smooth as hell on that bit though. Like, oh, low key, you can fuck
out
the Creepin'
every
now.
Rapper you could have got, you got Diddy.
But he's smart. That was a perfect ad. Who the fuck was gonna add on Creep?
I wouldn't have added. No. I wouldn't have remixed it.
I would never remix. I would have remixed Superhero anything. I want to see what type
of. Oh God!
I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't
remix Superhero. I don't know who I was.
Diddy would not have been. Diddy had to be there. Say had to be in the same setting or something for him to get. Because there's no. I just cannot think of a logical reason for you to pick up your phone and call Diddy like you're trying to hop on this bitch.
No, Diddy call him. Say, yeah, but me and can't stop, won't stop, bad boys.
Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect to Chris Brown. I feel like he should remix Superhero without Chris Brown part on it.
Yeah, Chris Brown part.
He did the music video without
Chris,
his ass.
Yeah, Chris he did. Chris Brown, because Chris, they didn't play Chris Brown part on there.
Oh, yeah, they didn't play Chris Brown.
After Chris, once Chris Brown part came up, it just, the video went off. Like, I mean, but I can understand. For one, he probably busy. Well, he is busy. He on tour right now.
Who, Metro?
No, Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, he on tour right now. So he couldn't do the video. He wouldn't have been able to do the video anyway.
Yeah, and Usher in Vegas with his fucking skates. You hear me? So I fucking Usher better than Chris Brown.
Stop that shit, bro.
Don't you saying that like Usher a bum ass nigga?
I ain't saying that.
Bro, why he always take it like that? Like, just don't, like, bro.
Bro, that's how I took it.
Yeah, whatever, nigga.
He's better than Usher, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you.
He dance better.
Usher dance better, sing
better. He dance better. He sing better. He dress better.
Nah, he might dress better than Usher. Cause I hate, cause they both do dumb ass hairstyle.
I ain't gonna lie, Usher had the haircut.
Chris Brown, I ain't gonna lie, the only hairstyle.
Oh, hey, oh God, that mustache. I'm on it.
That Chris Brown,
I had
one.
Usher Mohawk, bro,
I had one.
He had the world on lock that day.
He definitely had the world on lock at that time. Way too fucking young to be singing that fucking song, bro. Nigga didn't even know what climax meant.
Talking about. Oh my God.
There goes my baby. Ooh, girl, look at you.
That was crazy, bro. You can't tell me not about Chris Brown.
No doubt. No, y'all not. Like my vocals, no cap. I'm finna get on the beat right now.
Chris Brown got one hit the shit with Busta Rhymes. Let me get out of that. I ain't even disrespecting like that.
I can call some hits for Chris Brown now.
No, I don't say you.
Them influence really like blew up 2 years later. So funny. And that's one of his greatest hits.
One of his, bro, it just be like that for him. Like, it just, some songs, just like, his music just gotta grow on you, bro.
You think he could? Nah, he can't. Damn, that just dropped 2 years ago. I was gonna say, you think he could win, like, single of the year or some shit? But
no,
nah,
you already got mad about the album of the year.
Yeah, that dude getting that shit over him.
See, who the fuck is that?
Hey, he bogus. Yeah, he bogus. He did not have to do all that, but shit, yeah.
Well, Rory Maul talking about he cold as hell. Chris Brown should listen to him, bro. Fuck up. I don't hear that.
Fuck here, man. Niggas, who the fuck is that nigga? All right, but appreciate y'all for tuning in for the Just a Bad Podcast, episode 48. Like, subscribe, and fuck Carl and fuck Bernard.
Fuck Carl.